Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. I can't believe we had a fly in the studio. Buzzing around here, or irritating us.
Wow. Was that a nuisance beaver?
It's a nuisance boss. Carson Anderson, we were talking about Za'Darius Smith's debut, and we hope it goes down, but we might get word today. He may not play this weekend, which, it was his bye week in Cleveland. He probably had plans. He might be looking at playing 18 games this year because Detroit's already had their bye. And so if he plays this weekend, but nonetheless, it is, it's important to get him on the field. We were kind of talking about how exciting it is to see him debut. This might be one of the most important Detroit sports debuts of all time. But if you think back to all of the players that at some point, when we acquired that guy, and I guess it could be a coach as well, you just couldn't believe we had this player. Where leading up to it, you were as stoked as you could possibly be. And I'm looking at all the names on hold that are coming up here. None of those are the guy I was thinking of, or I just couldn't believe he was played for us. But why don't we hang on to ours, and if somebody hits it, we'll say that's our guy.
A reminder, 20 years ago.
In the last 20 years, yeah. Yes. Yeah, we're not going back to sort of the last 20 years, yeah. Not of all time. Let's go to Tim. You're on 97 on the Ticket. Hi, Tim.
Hey, what's up, guys?
How we doing?
First time caller, long time listener.
Thank you.
The diehard Detroit fan through and through. I couldn't believe when Prince Fielder came to town.
That's a good one.
I was super stoked. I grew up watching his dad. I had seen Prince Fielder take BP before the games down at Old Tiger Stadium, and it was just one of those moments that I was like, he's finally come home. Type deal, and he was coming off like a 50 home run season or maybe two seasons removed from that, and the hype around him, the excitement around him, and I'm pretty sure if I remember correctly, he produced in that first game with a home run.
Well, and we were told that he would never come here, that the Tigers could never go out and get him. I mean, free agency, why would you can't do that. Yeah. And yeah, Mike Gillich said, oh yeah, hold my beer, and went out and got him.
Yeah,
and it was awesome to see him in a Tiger uniform.
Yeah, that was kind of like I believe I'm only a year older than him, but it was kind of like a childhood dream, you know, seeing him playing in Detroit just like his dad did.
It's a full circle moment. It was great. Yeah. Unfortunately, it didn't work out great.
No, it's not even about it whether or not it worked out.
I suppose, look, they did have some pretty good teams when Prince Fielder was here for the couple of years, but the fans and Prince Fielder had a little misunderstanding.
Kevin in Auburn Hills, you're next. Hi, Kevin.
Hey, so I got to make an audible. The caller right before me, he literally said exactly word for word
that's
what
okay.
I was going to say.
No, that's okay. You were as excited for Prince Fielder as anybody, right?
Yes, yeah. It goes back to my grandpa being a Milwaukee fan and then going to opening day with him to watch Fielder play for Detroit then. And it was exactly like Gator said, full circle moment. But I do have a backup. Probably not on your list, but for me, being a Philadelphia 76ers fan as a kid, when the Pistons had AI, Allen Iverson, I granted this is AI past his prime. Like, I get it. You know, post-Denver Nuggets drama, all that stuff. But to see him in a Pistons uniform for me, like, that was, like, favorite NBA player of all time. And then to see him play for the Pistons, I know it didn't amount to anything, but that was awesome.
That
was really awesome.
Doug, correct me if I'm wrong. Would you say that that was one of the top five whoa moments in Carson Anderson history?
Oh, yeah.
When that trade came through, we were both like, whoa. You said it. Like, I didn't know it. Like, you saw it first. So I'm like, oh, what do we got here? And then you laid out what the trade was. Yep. Wow.
Yeah, that was a big one in terms of in the middle of a show.
I think it's top five. Top three, probably.
Juan and Flint, you're next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Juan.
Hey, how y'all going?
Good.
All right, Juan.
Real quick, Rasheed Wallace.
Yeah.
Story. They got Rasheed.
All right, Juan, I don't know if you got us on a headset or if you could take us off Bluetooth because it's hard to hear you right now.
All right. Is this better?
It is. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah. So, Rasheed Wallace, I think we got him like halfway through the season.
Yeah.
No lie, I had a dream that we was trading for Rasheed Wallace and was going to win the championship. So I actually made a bet with one of my homeboys for $100 that we're going to get Rasheed. He thought I was a psychic, bro. Like, I bet him $100 that we were going to get Rasheed Wallace and win the championship because I had a dream. No lie, I had a dream. And I bet him, and he won. And to this day, he think I'm like Cleo from the 90s. That was
I'll tell you, this is an amazing story. This is an amazing story, Juan, because I will say if I were to bet $100 on something happening in my dream actually coming true in real life, I would be absolutely broken on the street. That was a risky, risky thing, Juan.
Juan, you don't call that a dream. You call that a premonition.
Yeah, he thought I was anointed, man.
Yeah, really you call that a vision. Well, you missed Cleo. Yeah, absolutely, hand in hand.
No, but guess what, Gator? Guess what? I should have bet more. I'm like, damn, I should have bet more. I should have bet everybody.
Well, you got to test it. You got to test the waters with the premonition.
Yeah. Have you had any other dreams? Have you had any other dreams come true since then, Juan?
Hey, put like this. I listen to you guys every day, so if I do, you'll be the first ones to know.
All right, all right, we appreciate that.
Have a great weekend.
Yeah, that was a heads up.
We appreciate the heads up, Juan.
That was 20 years ago, so I would imagine if you had another one come true, you'd remember it. I don't know if you got it.
And then he's going to bet heavy.
Yeah.
He's going to go heavy on the next one.
Let's go to Lauren in St. Clair Shores. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Lauren.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
What's up, Lauren?
My pick is Brendan Shanahan.
Hmm.
Yeah, it was more than 20 years, but it felt like, I mean, that Shanny trade, it was, that was something. Trading away Paul Coffey and Keith Primo and getting Shanny, and obviously it was certainly a piece that helped the Red Wings go on their run there.
Absolutely. And the Russian Five, too. You got to go with that.
Well, I don't know if I dreamed about that.
The Red Wings were doing it every year, it felt like. You know, getting in the late 90s, they just did that. Like, Paul Coffey was my initial one, was Paul Coffey, and then I realized, wait a minute, it's over 20 years, but I could not believe the Red Wings got Paul Coffey.
Yeah.
And then it became Shanahan, and then it was the trade deadline day where they got Chris Chelios and Wendell Clark in the same day. It was unbelievable. And then the Brett Hall and Luke Robitaille and Dominic Hasek, all these guys, Red Wings just kept churning out player after player. You're like, I can't believe they just did that. Even last year with Patrick Kane, I made it a point to be at the Joe to watch Patrick Kane in his debut because I'm like, I can't believe they have Patrick Kane.
Nobody said my guy yet, which when I bring it up, people probably laugh, but it's true. I mean, I think about my level of excitement for when this guy debuted. I found out we got him. My level of excitement for some reason was just off the charts. Greg's in Dearborn. What's up, Greg?
Hey, guys.
Yes.
So, Gator just said my guy, Dominic Hasek.
I think he said a lot of people's guys right there. Rattle them all off.
I was just pointing out that the Red Wings have done that.
But a point of personal privilege, actually, because it's funny you guys said this last night. Like, I'm 2 years removed from a hip surgery. I'm 41. And like, I was back on the ice, and I was looking like a young Dominic Hasek out there, flopping like a fish out of water with a porpoise.
Yeah.
Wow.
Too bad you're a defenseman.
So wait a sec, you're another goalie that has hip problems?
Of course, yeah. Stretched one out my whole life. 40 years old, I had to get it replaced. It's crazy. But you know, pushing through it and, you know, getting out there, being with the old guys, and it's a great time.
That's awesome. We just lost a goalie because of hip issues. Joe the goalie.
Thoughts and prayers.
Yeah. He's still with us. He just
stopped playing goaltending. I'm tired as crap.
We're trying to get Joe to play out now.
And Hasek was more than 20 years ago.
Okay. 248-539-9797. Let's go to Alex. You're next on 97 on a ticket. Hi, Alex.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's good up?
My answer isn't the greatest, but it's Yoenis Cespedes. When he joined the Tigers, I was super excited.
I knew he
was like a home run beast, and his arm was unreal.
I think that was another top 10 Carson Anderson, moment. Weren't we down at Comerica Park when that happened?
Were we?
I think we're outside of Gate A.
I don't remember that one as much as I remember Allen Iverson.
Well, the Iverson way, yeah. We were in the 14.
Yeah, I know it didn't amount to too much. Didn't we trade him to the Mets after like a season or so?
Yeah, he didn't last after that year. No. Yeah,
so what's funny about that is mine is more in line with Cespedes as far as I was so fired up, and then it really didn't, not a whole lot came out of it. But
no?
No, I'll get to mine at 11:02. Hey, man, here we are. We're sitting back. We are awaiting word on whether or not Za'Darius Smith will debut this weekend, and we're kind of comparing his debut to anybody who debuted in the last 20 years. Like, what was your peak excitement? I can't believe we've got this guy. Austin is next on 97 on the ticket. Hi, Austin.
If nobody said Miguel Cabrera yet.
Not yet.
No way. That was the biggest name in the last 20 years.
That was probably the biggest whoa moment in Carson Anderson history.
Yeah.
History.
Yeah, we had just gone to FM, and we were in this old building, a makeshift studio almost, and that trade came down, and in late 2007, we couldn't believe what happened.
Yeah, like it was like December. Yeah,
Austin,
I blew my mind. I couldn't believe we all knew, like we knew the guy was a future Hall of Famer. I couldn't believe we got him out, and it worked out for us minorly, but.
I mean, it did. It wasn't his fault that they never won a World Series, but.
Well, the other part of that trade that was, at the time, I was also excited about was getting Dontrell Willis.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that part didn't work out at all.
But at the time.
Yeah, at the time, we were like, wow, and Dontrell Willis?
Yep.
And the two players they gave up, you know, Maben and Miller, were, eh.
Let's go to Bill. You're next on 97 on the ticket. Hi, Bill.
Hey, the summer we picked up Robitaille, and I know it's longer than 20 years ago, Robitaille, Hasek, and Hull, I mean, that was crazy, and they all just kind of built on one another to the point where at the end of the summer, we're like, what in the world?
Yeah.
But I would say within the last 20 years, when we got David Price, I thought that was going to be the final piece to that team.
That's a big one. It didn't
turn out, but man, what a great acquisition. And if I remember right, there was a little bit of buildup where we kind of anticipated that we were going to get him. And then it finally happened, and we're like, just, that's it. We got it.
It was, yeah, there was like, it was word that the Tigers were interested, and that trade came down. Again, we were doing the show from Comerica Park that day, but the trade deadline was after the show, and the trade was made after our show was done because they had to pull the player off the, was Austin Jackson that came off?
Austin Jackson.
Out of center field.
Yep. Yeah, that's right.
You know what's funny about that? Do you remember the entire, everything Detroit gave up to get David Price?
No.
Do you remember, Gator?
I do not.
It was a three-team deal. Austin Jackson went to Seattle, and he was pulled off the field like at 3:58:30, you know, right before the 4 o'clock trade.
Furbush, was that part of it?
No. Drew Smyly
went
to Tampa along with Nick Franklin and Willie Adames.
Yeah, now I do.
Who we are hoping signs with Detroit.
Come on back home, Willie.
In 3-2-1.
Gator Furbush, what a great Tiger.
Charlie Furbush.
I totally forgot about him. Did we have Doug Fister at the same time?
I think we may have.
I mean, how did you keep yourself together?
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Probably didn't. I don't know.
But a couple more have been texted in here.
That year may have been a little bit of a blur. Blacked out from laughing too hard.
Kang, has yours been mentioned yet?
Yeah, it has been. Okay. It was the Prince Fielder, just because that was completely out of the blue. Like, there was zero talk of, like, yeah, right, you know? Because I think Miguel just switched positions, right? And then, like, they switch him back
or something?
Yeah,
they put him over
crazy.
To third base, and then in the spring training, he took the ground ball off the face. And he's scarred for life with that giant scar he's got on his cheekbone because it hit the glasses. Remember that?
Yep.
And I'm like, maybe he's not going to play third base anymore. That was interesting how that whole thing worked out. Mine has not been named either.
Okay, well, we'll get to ours today at 11:02. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.